Good morning, everyone. Just realized I said good morning on mute. Sorry about that. what a way to start the morning. But I'm glad you're on the line. My name is Lisa Miller. I'm one of the leaders here at Discover Life Church, and I will be your facilitator this morning on behalf of our pastors, Roy and Crystal Barrett. I am so delighted to welcome you to Jumpstart. If this is your first time joining us, thank you so much. Thank you for starting your day with us. We truly appreciate it. And this is where we have just a moment of just getting into God's word and hearing an encouraging word to just get us off, get the day off straight and solid. So let me open up in prayer and then we'll get started. Father, thank you so much for bringing us to the beginning of a new day, Lord. Renew our spirit. Fill us with your peace and your joy. We love you and we need you this day and every day. We ask that your peace lead us, that it would guard our hearts and mind in you. We ask for your grace to cover our lives this day. I thank you. I personally thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to share your word. Let me speak with clarity. So what you have for me to share with your people will be received and retained. We give you praise and we give you honor because you are alone. You alone are so worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Okay. Hopefully everyone's signed on by now. I don't actually look and see. So I am straightforward into these notes because I am so excited about the word that God gave you. Now, I don't know how the Lord gives you a word, but for Jumpstart, for some reason, I'm just saying that for some reason, he usually gives me stuff super late, according to me. You know what I mean? I'm like, I want it like 2 weeks in advance, but that's just not how God works sometimes. It's like, I want you to have a fresh word from me. So it is truly fresh, people, because this morning, last night into this morning, this word kept unfolding, and I'm so thankful. So I pray all of you have been blessed this month by Jumpstart's call on faith. The encouraging words that God has shared with each facilitator this month in particular has been so inspiring. And I have, you know, myself gotten a lot of great nuggets to help me when I feel a little bit impatient. But when I think about how I would end this month on faith, I started to recall, or God gave me this to recall, this really good article I read by Our Kingdom Culture. And it was, and it spoke of four elements of faith. I was like, wow, yeah, Lord, that's right. I remembered that. It was so good. And so I went back into my notes, and I wanted to share some of that with you today because it was truly good. Now, the scripture that I'll be pulling from is about four, but they're individual scriptures. So I'm going to give you the four different scriptures. So if you're ready to just write them down instead of trying to turn to them really quickly, it's John 8:32. Mark 11:24, Proverbs 18:21, and James 2:14. Hopefully I said that slow enough because I really want to make sure that I save time for everything I have to say. So four elements of faith. I was like, wow, this was so good. So I'm going to get right into it. So the first element of faith, number one, is find the scripture that applies to your situation. Find the scripture that applies to your situation. You know, the word of God is full of promises that belongs to you. There's promises just specifically for that situation that you're going through or that you are praying for on behalf of someone else even. So study the word of God and find out the truth. Find out what belongs to you. If the Bible says that healing belongs to you, then that is the truth. Apply that scripture, right? Find the scripture. John 8:32. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Find that scripture that will set you free. Oh, I just love that. 2, the second element, believe and receive. You must believe. You receive what when you pray. You must believe you receive when you pray. You must believe in your heart that you already received the promise the moment you asked for it. That's the believing and receiving it. In faith, though, in faith, Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Boy, I think sometimes, this one in particular, if we just believe just a little bit, wasn't that faith of a mustard seed? I believe that's what they said. It was a little tiny, almost like a thing of sand, a grain of sand, but it was so small. That's the kind of faith that we have to have in order to receive it and have it. I'm not going to belabor. I think you got it. Number 3. Hopefully I'm going slow enough that you guys can get these. Number 3. You need to speak faith and confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart. Speak it. Speak. Number 3 is speak. You need to speak in agreement with the word of God. You know what I mean? So when you speak your faith and not your problem, you're making a declaration of what you believe. I tell you, when God's word just, let Proverbs 18:21 says it like this, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Come on. Speak. Profess out of your mouth, because God has given you a promise. Speak it to that situation. And I'm going into number 4. Act on it. Sounds pretty good. Pretty simple, right? Not always simple to act on it. 1, find a scripture that applies to your situation. 2, believe and receive. 3, speak. Just open your mouth. And then 4, act on it. Your actions / works must come into agreement with what you speak, what you believe. What you speak and what you believe. With your actions, you reveal your absolute faith in God to fulfill his purpose. So when you're acting out that I'm healed, or you're acting out that I am in this job, because we all know you have to be it before you become it, right? You have to be in a position. You got to be in motion and moving towards something. So acting upon it is you doing something. I love when, you know, there's this whole, I don't even want to go through it, but when God is sending all of these different things to get the person out of the water because they're drowning. Hey, I sent a boat. I sent, you know, a plane. I sent different people, and you just didn't recognize because you wouldn't even reach up to act upon it. You've got to be in motion. James 2:14 says, what use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works, can that faith save him? Faith by itself, without works, is dead. You got to have action. There's got to be motion. So finally, remember that God's timing, this is my thing. Remember that God's timing is not the same as our timing, right? We want it. I mentioned a little earlier that, you know, sometimes when I get impatient. So this whole month when they're talking about faith and, you know, holding on and things of that nature, that's exactly what I have to do. And that's exactly what you have to do. We must hold fast to what God has promised and endure until you see it come to pass. So continue to stand in faith. I know that you're doing it. I'm so proud of you for doing it. Just stand a little longer. You know, I have mentioned a few times how much I really enjoy poems and, you know, reading poems and things of that nature. I do have a poem here I'd like to close with. And the name of the poem, unfortunately, there's no name on it, so it's anonymous. But the name of the poem is By Faith I Stand. I'm going to read it to you real quick. Can you believe in something you can't see? Well, by my faith, I believe in thee. Some people believe in fairy tales and some believe in dreams, but I stand by my faith and believe in the unseen. There's something so great you can't imagine with your eyes, and there's heaven that awaits way beyond the skies. The gates are pearl and the streets are made of gold, and there's joy and joy every day from the Bible stories that I've been told. Now you're asking yourself, how can all of this be? Or really, how do you believe in something you can't see? Well, this is what I'll tell you after putting my trust in man. God's plan is better, so by faith, I will stand. Boy, that hit me right there. I just love that. I just love poems. Father, you're so great. I'm going to go right into prayer. I'm not even going to mess with y'all no more. I just love you, Lord, and I thank you so much that you love us. You always give us, Lord, a heightened awareness of truth. I pray that these four elements that were given today will be recalled in the time of weakness, that each person on this call, Lord, would find a scripture that applies to their situation. You've given us so many that can apply, that they would believe and receive, Lord God, that they will believe it, Lord. Once your truth is in them, once they've read the truth, that they will receive that truth and start to believe it. Father, that they will speak, that truth, that they will confess that truth, that they will open their mouth, Lord, and just begin to speak what you've said to that situation and act on it. Thank you, Lord, for action. Action, Lord, moving towards it, acting as if it already happened. We praise you, Father, already for the situations that you're already in motion right now, that you're covering, that you're healing, that you're resolving, Lord. So, Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit brings a revelation of his word to each one of you, so you can put these things into practice. I pray that you will believe, that you will receive and experience all of the benefits of the promises found in the word of God. Oh, Father, I ask this for your people. I pray this for your people, that they will believe what they've just read, that they will recall what they've just heard, Lord. I ask this and pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I leave you with this scripture. Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. That's John 20:29. I want that to resonate in your heart and your spirit. So faith is very important, folks. Again, we've been able to hopefully give you some nuggets throughout this month. Every facilitator has done such a great job. And hopefully you've taken those notes and really you've applied a lot of those principles that was given to you. I pray this for you. So I just have a few quick announcements. Hey, we welcome all of you to join us on Facebook Live service every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Visitors and, of course, the body of DLC, come on out and join us. I just want to make note, this is in the future, so mark this down. Our next in-person service will be September 19th. If you need details, Of course, all of our events are on our website at discoverlifega.org/at-a-glance. And then join us, of course, next Thursday. We're here every Thursday at 6 o'clock for Jumpstart so that you can have another encouraging word. I love you and bless you. Bye for now. Thank you.